Thank you for joining us on the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. I have a special introduction for this very special prophetic word that's going to follow. My name is Brother Clint, and I am Brother Freedom's assistant I've been working with him since 1994. And today, the Holy Spirit just exploded on Brother Freedom. He began to pray in tongues, and then out came a message direct from the throne room. Many, many Christians today don't really believe in God's ability to speak through people or to use someone as a mouthpiece. And that's why I wanted to introduce these words to you by telling you that even though Brother Freedom is a very unknown person in the Christian world, he is a person with a very special anointing. He's a very humble man. He doesn't claim to be a prophet. He says that the Lord has told him that he can tell people that he's a man of God. That's all he claims to be. He lives a very holy life. He only reads his Bible, very seldom ever looks at a newspaper, very seldom ever listens to the news. If he turns his television on, all he listens to is the Weather Channel or a Christian program of some kind, but most of them turn him off because he can read people by the Holy Spirit so fast. I took him to church with me once, in a church I once attended. After the service, he began to tell me about my pastor. And I had never really told him about my pastor, but he was telling me things that he couldn't have known except by the power of the Holy Ghost. That my pastor had too many irons in the fire, that my pastor needed to make some changes. And sure enough, that happened. Brother Freedom told me about a terrible terrorist attack that happened in the United States 4 days before it happened. He didn't know where it was going to be, but he knew there was going to be a terrible explosion by the next Wednesday. And sure enough, it happened. On Wednesday morning, I went in to visit my relatives, and there their television was on, and I saw that government building blown half apart. Brother Freedom told me about Katrina, started telling me about it about 3 months before it happened. And it happened just as he said. My house that I'm living in, Brother Freedom prophesied about that, and it came to pass. Tremendous miracle. My car broke down, and Brother Freedom told me that I was not to put another penny into my old car. And so I didn't, and then when the car totally stopped, or nearly stopped running, I asked him if he would pray about the situation, because we didn't really have the money for a new car, and he didn't have anything from the Holy Spirit to tell me, so he just kind of looked at me. But then about 30 minutes later, as he was leaving the house, he was walking down my front walk, suddenly about 20 feet from the door, as I was waving goodbye, he swung around and pointed his finger at me, and he said, "Brother Clint, tonight you will have your car." And then he turned and went his way. And a miracle took place that night. We visited a car dealership, and four salespeople ignored us. As we walked by, we wandered around the sales lot for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Can you imagine that, without being accosted by a salesperson? And then we ran across this man who was locking up a car, who whirled around and said, laughingly, he said, "What are you doing in my sales lot?" And I said, "Well, we're looking for a car." And he took us to our car, and we got a tremendous deal. And we still have that car, and it's been running wonderfully. I tell you all that to let you know that Brother Freedom, though he does not claim to be a prophet or anything important, has a very mighty anointing. I've seen him pray for people and them be healed. My wife was healed instantly after the doctor's medication didn't work, when she went back to work the next day. My son was healed of a heart condition when Brother Freedom prayed for him. My brother-in-law's leg was infected, and Brother Freedom prayed for him, and his leg just turned around and was healed. Brother Freedom is nothing. God is everything. But I just want you to know what you're going to hear in the next few moments when the Holy Spirit comes upon him is not some silly Pentecostal nutcase. It's a man of God being taken over by the Holy Spirit and speaking direct from heaven, and you better listen. He's a nobody. But you need to remember that God chooses mangers. He chooses places that men will not choose. He chooses men that men do not choose. And Brother Freedom is one of those people that has not been chosen by men, but he has been chosen by God. You better listen. Thank you for joining us. Keep listening.
Oh, church, oh, church, wake up! For I say, if thou dost not awaken thyself, and thou dost vex the spirits that's got thee bound, I say there is no remedy to where you are. I am the answer. And when you destroy what I've given you, time after time after time, I cannot help you. I feel for you, but you're bound for a devil's direction. You're bound for eternity, separated from the Lord your God. For I've chosen to keep thee. I've chosen that thou might be powerful in this last hour. Oh, my people, you don't want that. I say, if a man stands up for me, you think something's wrong with him. But I say, I am the great God, and I can choose who I want to choose. I choose not as men choose. I choose the Spirit. You don't know anything about the Spirit, because if you knew what the Spirit was, you would not be where you are today. I say, back in the 40s and the 50s, if you chose right, this day would not be here the way it is. But you chose way back then to start erring from the way, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And I say, you've erred so far now, you're in total darkness. You're bound. You're in bondage. And you need to get away. You need to steal away and search for me. Yea, I know that thou couldn't even hear it. If you could, you wouldn't even hear this message. You hear it. But I say, my cry is going to the world. My cry is going throughout eternity. Yet, my people, I made their way forward. They got their heads high and they're haughty. They seek pleasure, but I say that pleasure is not lasting. I say that pleasure only lasts for a season. And when it's over with, great recompense, payment has to be made. Payback. Payback time is coming. And I say that payback time is here at hand. My people, thou art far from the Lord your God. For I love thee, I've sought thee, I've dealt with thee, I've healed thee, I have given thee, living thee in a land, but I say this land that thou hast living in is very, it's not solid. Your servant that I've got here does not even know how to describe it. It's beyond description. But I see all things, I know all things, for I am everywhere. But I will not back those ones that's living in darkness. For those that have forsaken my Holy Spirit, I say, way back there, they had a good heart. Way back there. But by the listening to fools, these fools that they listened at told them there was no need of a close walk with them. And they just got in, they kept getting way farther away. Their experience get colder and colder and colder till they lost the way. For I say, if thy people don't wake up, I say, judgment is coming soon. I say, you're going to live in a land. You don't know what it's like to live in this land, because there's a little taste of what's happened this week. For I say, there's been floods, floods, rain, rain, rain. And I say, this can continue from now on. My people, you need to wake up. Smell the roses while you have the roses, because there's no roses left. They're all gone. But if you fail this hour to seek the Lord your God, there is no answer. For I'm going to come back, and there'll be very few. It'll be just like that dream that Brother Freedom received. That's about happening. Many are going to miss that day. Many have went their own way and said they didn't need nothing. They had everything needed. But I say, yeah, I see they was in darkness. They was blinded. They was walking in pure filth. But yet they didn't know it. But I say, my people, I say, wake up this day. Search for me today. Call upon me, for I am near. I see thy plaint. I see thy where thou art. And I will help thee if thou shalt call me. But I say, so far, very few have ever called upon me. I'm seeking for a lost generation. They've lost the truth. And the truth shall set you free. But when you lose that great truth that I've given thee, you're lost people. And I say, all thy ties, all thy obedience to thy pastors and who you've been supposed to be in subjection to is all going to be no avail. I say it will be as it was nothing. You bought into something that had not a good policy. You destroyed what you had. I counsel thee to buy of pure gold that's made of, from heaven. All of your riches are in heaven. You're in riches in the Spirit of God. But I say, thou hast ventured off in the ways of this world, and thou hast lingered and hast went mincing as the daughters of Zion, and thou hast fought thy father. They have fought the one that loves you. You're no longer my children, because you're so far from me, I cannot reach you. For I say, it's going to be darkness, and I say there's going to be eternal fire. It's going to be forever and ever and ever. I said that fire never gets retarded. It's always going on day and night. Why did not my people want to wake up? They would not listen to this message this day. But I'm speaking their hearts. They'd refuse. They would say it's not for us. We're okay. But I say they're far from me. They don't know my spirit no longer. They're walking in the human spirit. And the human spirit gives lots of false identifications. It makes a way for the backslider to be accepted. But I have a way. It's hard. It's a hard way. It's a narrow way. You have to work at it and serve the Lord your God. But I say it's going to be worth it. I'll tell you it's going to be worth it, says the Spirit of God. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it all. If you can escape the wrath that's going to come upon this place, because I said judgment is coming very soon. Look up, my people. Look up. My coming soon. Thus said the Spirit of God. Father, thank you, Father, thank you. Oh, Lord, I don't know what I could say. You've spoken. God bless you, everybody. That wasn't a love pat, I'll tell you. Touches my spirit too. Gotta be prepared. Pastors have taught that all you had to do is just sort of like rubbing something and gets it all. There was no depth to what they was giving you. And because of that, people are really like stranded. These ones that's in that flood, they're stranded. They don't know where to go. Lord, show me that there's going to be terrible vexing of hearts. The leadership is so easy to get tainted. And because of pride, you keep going on in self. And self makes a bad thing. Men pleasers. All the things that come through self. It's the Lord all the way. All the way my Savior leads me. Surely I'll follow him. That's what it's always been. Songbooks had it in, everything's had it in, but people weren't there. That's why I started praying in the 60s. Sermons had some pretty good sermons, but nobody was at the sermon. They weren't listening. So we got a long ways. It's going to be a trying times for us. I really believe today that we need, as God's people, need to wake up and shake ourselves as we've never shook ourselves before. I don't care what you think out there. You got to seek the Lord. He is your answer. And this slipshod type of religion is not God. It's very from the enemy. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And he's done a pretty good job of it. He has got quite an audience. He has done very good. But shame on us for this happening. Because God has given the church power with God's help to be overcomers. It's all in that way. It's by the Holy Ghost. It's by the move of the Spirit. And it has to be that way. I feel it. And the people I know in the world can't take nothing anyway. So I guess that's what you have to think about. Let's have a bunch of baby Christians. Those that make it is going to be a bunch of baby Christians. The Lord showed me a lot about that. These babies, they're in heaven. They're just little babies. And they're going to stay the same in heaven. And I see another thing that's happening is going to happen when the Lord comes back. He sets up his kingdom. The people of God that was overcomers were going to be at these strategic places, over cities. There's going to be a population that develops here upon this earth after we come back from the time of many weddings. We fight on the battle, Armageddon, then we're going to come back. And Jesus Christ is going to set up his kingdom upon this earth in Jerusalem. And he's going to have kings and priests out like all of us. And we give up. We've let God the enemy's way. We won't even be there. There's going to be a time after 1,000 years that those people are going to be tried then. But they're going to have some leadership. And that leadership comes from the people from that's living now. The overcomers. You don't live sloppy life for the Lord. God wants you to go all the way. He wants you to be have a zeal for God. The potential to do the will of God. God give his Holy Ghost the power to come here that you would direct you in holiness, that you could walk above problems, and you would not have to worry about what's going to go day by day because he would speak to your hearts in such a way that you would know the answer. But you destroyed that. You destroyed the work of God. You destroyed it. You churches, I witnessed it. They didn't have much then, but they didn't want nothing even that. I stood on church board. I said, you don't know what you're doing. Well, we don't want that in our church. We want just to have it like a plain church, like a church without no spirit. Well, they got it. I'll tell you, they got it. They got it. They got all the spirits, all the vexing spirits, the spirit of pride, selfishness, all the weird things that come into life, they're there. They're like a bunch of bad spirits cropped up in the hen houses and out there going to get out. Jesus is the answer. In this last hour, it's going to be hard to make it because there's not much spirit left. God is the alive. As he says to be alive in him, but dead to this world. We got that just backwards. We're alive to sin and dead to the things of God. 100%. We don't want no spirit to move. We want to do all the men's preaching. We want to do all the men's teaching. We want to do all the women's, all this. And now we've even got the flirting with sin. Flirting with sin, what does that mean? It means you're getting a sin and mixed with it. Or the world says, well, I think I'll come and try something that out. That's wickedness. That's God's property that you're destroying. That's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, because you're dealing with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that was what had his name. And now you've forsaken the things that God's given you. You old foolish, foolish Christians. You've been so foolish. Why did you go back and where you started from? You had something powerful. You had something wonderful. But yet, for your minds that you had to please all of your people, you decided to go back in the ways of the world, like everybody else doing. So all of you, as one in competition, one to another, having have most people in your church without having no gospel. Having all people in your church don't say nothing about the cross, what Jesus did, how Jesus so loved the world. You cut all that out. Just come there and say, well, you know what? They have little social meetings. They don't want the things that God wants. So you find yourself here like me, I feel like an Arab in Israel, out of place, out of kilter. Till this last week, I really feel way out of place. I feel there's something going to happen. I feel that there's going to be something happen. It's going to be not good for the average person. If it goes back to what I seen in that dream, there's going to be sickness, problems you've never seen before. Great. Hordes of plagues. Because of these floods, they keep going. And it messes up the whole system because the sewers get mixed in the water, it contaminates. It just goes and goes and goes. It's just a good way that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And then those that don't has too much water, then their sister people right next to them, well, I say sister counties, sister states, they have no water. It's just the real things are happening. I feel that we as God's people need to shake ourselves. Oh, Lord, that like a giant that has been put down, and he shakes himself and say, I'm going to stand strong, Lord Jesus. I'm going to stand strong in what he believes, what God believes in. I'm going to make a vow to live for my God. I want to live for him this last hour. I want to be a vessel of praise. I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be a vessel actually satisfying my Savior, my God, pleasing him and everything that I do and say. I want to please him. Now, the churches don't please him very much. I can say that. I know it. You can't have the things that happen and be very pleasing. Jesus instituted the church. He said it was needful that he go away. But if he went not away, he could not send the comforter. So he is going to go and he's going to send, which the power of the Holy Ghost was going to come to the church for this hour. The last quite a few hours. But men have from the first very beginning to the early church in the, back in the 100s, way, way back there, they had troubles because men don't want something to tell them what to do. That's ugly. We need someone to tell us what to do. How would we be as armies if we didn't listen what they told us what to do? We'd be incapable. We couldn't do nothing if we didn't follow orders. And God wants us to follow orders. It's in the Revelation, it says he speaketh to the church. There's nobody listening. There's no spirit to speak there. So every mind is clouded. Well, that's what the enemy, he's clouded the minds of people. They're not seeing what's going on. Their emotions are, they're very immune. There is no feelings in their what they feel. But I know that God's not pleased with what we're doing. God wants us to wake up. Oh, we need to read that word of God. We need to praise him. But too far gone. I pray that God bless you this day. I don't really know what anymore than what to say. But I believe judgment is coming. I pray that if I am used any, that it'll be for used for someone in help. But I feel so far, I feel like I've come to my last of my way. I pray that God will bless you all in a wonderful way. I pray that God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all.